And he started building the ark. For the rains are coming to destroy the world. And the rains came when Noah was 600 years. So it took 100 years. Amen. Even today, scientists and philosophers and so on, and historians, they always say the ark that Noah builded, no ship has been built to today to be compared to the ark of Noah. They try to build Titanic to compare to the ark of Noah, but his first move was a disaster. Amen. It took 100 years to build that thing. Something that took all the animals in the world into it, two by two. Check how it will be. And they were in it for a long time. They will go to toilet. They will go to everything. But God made provision in the boat on every part. Are you with me? Everything divided. Noah was 500 years when God told him. But the thing happened, 600 years. People thought nothing would happen. Amen. The same thing, people think Jesus will not come. But the time will come. The Bible says, at the blast of the trumpet, he will appear in the sky. Whether people say it's delaying, it will come. He himself said, it will be like the days of Noah. Amen. When the people are doing their business, they don't care about God. People are marrying. People are doing whatever. And he said, when the time came, the rains came and destroyed them all. And only Noah and his family were saved. And that day is coming again. That is why I'm holding on a promise that Jesus gave me. And I thank God I'm in Christianity and no other religion. That is the only place to worship God well. The worship of God is in no other religion than in Christianity. Now, the last verse, look at what Elijah did. The last verse. Then Elijah commanded them, says the prophets of Baal, don't let anyone get away. They seized them, and Elijah had them brought down to the Kishon Valley and slaughtered there. He slaughtered all the 450 prophets of Baal. The people even helped Elijah. These people, they deceived us a long time ago. We thought what they've been telling us is the right thing. We've been following them. Now we realize they are bad. It's a toothless bulldog. He only bark. He cannot bite. He only do whoa, 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 whoa. When he gets your hand, there is no teeth in his mouth. Because they called their bar in the presence of all Israel. Their bar couldn't do anything. But Elijah prayed a short prayer. And the God who answers by fire came with fire. Burn everything. Elijah didn't tell the people to worship, but they bowed and said, Jehovah Adonai, the Lord, he is God. Brethren, I'm telling you today, Jesus is the only king for you to worship. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the Prince of peace. The peace you need, it belongs to him. When you give your life to him, peace shall be yours. Don't let anything share Jesus with you. Let your hearts be for him alone. He loves you so much, he wants to have the whole of you. I don't want to share my wife with anybody. Will you? Gina, you want to share your husband with me? Vivian, you are laughing. Maybe you want to. Amen. You don't want to share your husband or your wife with anybody. And you are married to Jesus the day you accepted him as your Lord and personal Savior. Therefore, if you allow anything to share you with Jesus. Women, you know what jealousy is. When you see your husband is chasing another woman. Hey! As of men can relax a bit, but women can fight. Amen. They can take time and be spying the man. Which woman? They said detectives. They said it on you before. Amen. But in the same way, God wants to have the whole of you. You are married to him. He wants to share you when you are sleeping. He wants to share you when you wake up. He wants to share you when you are sitting in your house, when you are eating, when you are working, when you are in the bus, when you are in the shopping mall, when you are among your friends. He wants it to share you. He wants to have the whole of you. Amen. He doesn't want anything to take away your heart from him. He wants complete worship. And I tell you, anywhere you stand, like Elijah, Elijah said, all the prophets have followed Baal, and it is left me alone. One against 450. Because they saw easy way in Baal. It is hard for them to obey the instructions of God. And I alone, I will face the 450. And he faced them and proved to the whole Israel that Jehovah Adonai is the only God to serve. Brethren, I'm giving to you today, Jesus is the only God to serve. You and your family, give your whole life to him. Let him take all your everything that belongs to you. And you will see the fire of God coming into your life, changing many things. And the great miraculous things you will see, you will realize that the God you serve is the great God of wonders, the God of miracles. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's be on our feet. Amen. The next aim, it goes like this. Crown him with many crowns, the lamb upon his throne. Ready? Two. Crown him with many crowns, the lamb upon his throne. I call the heavenly anthems, drums or music, but his own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee. And much less king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed over the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glory is now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that left me die. Crown him the Lord of peace, whose power scepter swings from pole to pole, that was me cease, and all be prayer and praise. His reign shall know no end, and run his nail-pierced feet. Fair flowers of paradise extend their fragrance clear and sweet. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side. Those wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but thou what bends his burning heart at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of years, the
sovereign God of time, creator of the ruling spheres, in majesty sublime, all hail Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise and glory shall not be throughout eternity.
Hallelujah. The message has come.